Day 23. Climb that tree. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Luke 19:2-6. Zacchaeus is just like you, desiring more. He wanted to not just see Jesus as a thing that was trending, a selfie with Jesus kind of thing. He wanted to see who he was. He desired to know him, to have a deeper understanding of who he was. He had heard about him, but he wanted to experience him. Many are comfortable and satisfied with just hearing about him every Sunday in church. Only a few are like Zacchaeus, wanting to know who he really is. Zacchaeus' desire made him do something that everyone seeking Jesus in this light must do. He, number one, ran ahead. Number two, he climbed a tree. He did this because he admitted that he was of short stature. He needed a certain level of height to see Jesus the way he wanted to. The crowd posed as a hindrance, but he found a way around it. Some people make the excuse that the reason they couldn't see Jesus was because of the crowd, not Zacchaeus. He was too determined to let the crowd make him lose his opportunity. He ran ahead of the same crowd that wanted to stand in his way. He could have been comfortable with what he could see at his level, but he sought to see more, and he did not allow his short stature to stand in his way. He could have made an excuse because of his stature, which would have been valid. Rather, he pressed for more. Remember, he was a prominent man who had a huge social media following, if described in today's world. Yet he put all that aside. "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him." Philippians 3:7-8. He put aside whatever he thought he was or had achieved and was humble enough to run ahead and to climb a tree. Zacchaeus made an effort. I don't think climbing the tree was an easy experience. Still, he climbed. It may have looked embarrassing. Still, he climbed. They may have made fun of him or criticized him. Still, he climbed. The result? Jesus, by the Spirit, located him on that tree at that spot. Such accuracy can only come by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Luke 19:5. Jesus came to the very spot and at that moment decided to look up. What are the odds? Then he called his name, a level of knowing that is personal. And then Jesus said, "Make haste, for today I must stay in your house." Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, your hunger has placed a demand on my time and attention. I will give it unreservedly. I won't just visit with you, that is, experience me occasionally, but I will stay with you, abide with you, and establish you. And for you, Zacchaeus, it is a must." Wow. Oh, this deserves a dance in the Holy Ghost. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Luke 19, verse 5. Lord, help me do the needful so as to know you experientially. I commit to running ahead and climbing my sycamore tree. Amen.